RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Commanders lose late Monday night, 25-24, a game that revealed a lot of defensive weaknesses that weren't even the defensive weaknesses we'd spent all week talking about, which is never a good sign for the football team. Jaden Daniels, a couple key mistakes. Bill, another fumble before he started getting in motion in the second half. Lots to get to, lots to break down. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours. We are taking your calls on this terrible Tuesday. You can call in 833-804-0910. If you want to share your thoughts about the game, your thoughts about the aftermath, your thoughts about where the Commanders go from here. Lots of big picture thoughts. We're still going to do Commanders Rewind today to get it over with, I think also. But we got some thoughts from the game. We'll hear London Fletcher. Not a lot of London Fletcher laughing today. A little bit of it. Some good plays. But overall, just too many mistakes from a team that should have won the football game. Well, let's be very clear about that from the get-go. This is the kind of game they should have won. And I think here's what bothers me this morning as we get rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Commanders. There was a whole off-season discussion. You remember it. The one we had on all these stations and all these shows every day. Were the Commanders lucky or were the Commanders talented last year? And you've listened to the show enough, you know my take, which is, yes, they were lucky last year, and also Jaden Daniels really is that talented. And so coming into this year, I expected some regression. I said, right, you win a game on a Hail Mary, you may lose that game the next time around. You win a game when the other team forgets how to call timeouts, you may lose that game the next time around, the Atlanta game. And now we're looking at, they lost the Atlanta game, they lost the Chicago game. And none of that bothers me, because that's just part of the ebb and flow of the NFL. There was also, and you know, let's just put this all out there for the big picture before we get to last night's game. There was this misconception that because this team was arguably 12 minutes away from the Super Bowl, they had the ball ready to make it a tight game in Philly when Austin Ekeler fumbled in the fourth quarter. That was a competitive football game until very quickly it wasn't. But it was a competitive football game in the fourth quarter. Because they were that close to the Super Bowl, this was a team where the next step for them was going to be the Super Bowl. And that was never true. It's all about who you play, when you play them, not who you play. Remember this, last game of the year, If Terry McLaurin doesn't catch a touchdown in the back of the end zone, if the Bears don't kick a field goal to beat the Packers, these guys go to Philly for the first round of the playoffs. And instead of beating Tampa, Baker Mayfield, instead of beating Detroit, instead of making it to the NFC title game, you lose in Philly in the first round of the playoffs. And that changes the whole offseason discussion. Who are the Commanders? They're a team on the rise under Jaden Daniels. They made the playoffs last year despite having a roster that may not win the SEC. That's good. They're taking steps forward. But instead, they took a lot of steps forward, which may have framed the expectations for this year incorrectly, because they are 3-3 right now. That's 500. And that's actually pretty good for a roster where... This is an actual thing Troy Aikman said last night, all right? I laughed. I nodded. I did the Lennon Fletcher laugh. And then I hit rewind so I could write it down. This is Troy Aikman as the Bears are kind of salting out the clock running towards field goal range. I'm not sure I'd pass it here, but if you are going to pass it, throw it at Marshawn Lattimore. He's your number one corner, by the way. Traditionally, we hear that from announcers. We hear that this guy was stocking shelves at Publix last week, and today he's a corner in an NFL football game. Injuries have decimated this team. They're going to pick on this guy and try to go after him. No, this is Marshawn Lattimore. He's your number one. Whatever you do, key situation here, make sure you attack Marshawn Lattimore, the guy who's supposed to be your start. That's not great. That's not great for a defense. And so... Was this roster ever good enough to make the Super Bowl? No, it just isn't defensively. But here's the other thing about last night. They had luck. They actually did. This is 25-24, and the Bears could have beaten them by a lot more than this. They had luck. Bears missed on a lot of in-range plays. You take it through their first drives. I'm going to run through the Bears' first six drives. I'm going to throw out the one right before halftime. Get into Washington territory, 3rd and 4. Caleb Williams messes up the throw, settle for a field goal. Caleb Williams, you know, they have the offensive pass interference, settle for a field goal. Bears get the ball going in on the 35 after the Bill fumble. That was their touchdown. 4th and 1, go for it inside Commanders territory. Did not get it. And then coming out of halftime, the sack that pushes them back into field goal range, any of those could have been touchdowns easily. They actually kind of had the luck last night. That's concerning. That last one was the one where they had the penalty where the guy's helmet was behind the center's butt, but maybe his helmet wasn't behind the center's butt, and our rules analyst disagreed with it, which is, by the way, that's always a notable... That's a notable thing when the guy on TV, the referee consultant, disagrees with the call. It actually doesn't happen very often. These guys carry water. I don't know what the conspiracy is. I don't know what they are former refs, so they stand up for their own, and their job is to explain to us that this is a brutally difficult game to officiate in real time. So they almost always side with the ref. Hey, ref made the right call. Hey, you couldn't have seen this thing. When the on-TV guy's like, that's a bad call, what you should hear is not like, could have gone either. What you should hear is like, that ref screwed up. He is going to hear about that tomorrow. And it took a touchdown off the board for the Chicago Bears. They kind of had luck. Did not take advantage of it in any way. 25-24, Bears walk it off with a field goal. We'll do Commanders Rewind at 11. You'll hear the highlights from the game. The Commanders loss. We'll make you listen to it again on The Fan. Setting it up, though, and short week, on to Dallas, a team that lost to Carolina. They're not out of anything. I know it's 3 NFC losses. I know that's bad, but they're 1-0 in the division. They beat the Giants when they needed to beat the Giants. They're 1 game back of Philly. You know the deal. You play Philly twice in the final 3 weeks. If you are 2 back going into the final 3 weeks, you can win the division. And they're on pace to do that. If they're on pace right now to be 2 back of Philly when we get there. And if so, they'll have a chance to win the division. And all this hand-wringing will be for nothing. Now, also, we'll break down break down both sides of the ball. We'll get to the special teams. Luke McCaffrey, man, another great game from Luke McCaffrey. Excited to watch him come on strong, take advantage of his opportunities. We asked for it all offseason, and it's finally arrived. That's fantastic. Cliff Kingsbury was once again in his bag last night, as I seem to say every week. Had some great calls, had some great concepts. What went wrong? The Bill fumble. I'm not going to go hard on Bill today. You're welcome to call in and go hard on Bill if you want. This is two consecutive games now where Bill has fumbled. And this is two consecutive games where after the fumble, he has run his ever-loving behind off and made some really nice plays on the field. I think fumbles happen. Nobody wants to hear that. And the fact that they happen twice in a row is bad, statistically speaking. But both times, it didn't become a thing. It's not in his headspace at all. Both times he rallied and had a really solid end of the game. I'm not worried about Bill. I'm not worried about Jaden. Jaden, that's a bad interception. It was, and he knows that, and he'll be the first to admit that. You saw it right away, tapping it like, that one's on me. I don't need my quarterback to be perfect because there aren't any of those guys. Tom Brady threw interceptions. Peyton Manning threw interceptions. The handoff at the end was the tough one to swallow. That was the one that stings the most because it's raining. The ball's wet. He does not corral the snap. He decides he's going to force the handoff anyway. Now, two things here. One, that's a disservice to Bill, who now has the fumbling issues tag on him, and you're trying to hand him a wet football in a weird way. Like, that fumble, we all acknowledge the fumble was 100% on Jaden, 0% on Bill. It's still not great for Bill's mental state to be out there watching the football slide away from him into the hands of the Bears guy. Two, Jaden, he's a hero. He makes plays happen. I think you have to recognize time, situation, weather, and when that ball gets loose, when you start bobbling it, dive on it. We lost 7 yards, but we didn't give the ball to the Chicago Bears. We're going to keep this drive alive. He had the almost looked like he was dribbling at the one where it slipped out of his hand as he was running. Those are uncharacteristic. I don't know if he just hadn't played in the rain like that before, if he hadn't dealt with an NFL football in the rain like that before. It was weird. I got zero long-term concerns about Jaden. He made some plays, man. He just does. He's so fun to watch. And also, The slippery footballs got away from him a couple times, and it was very costly. I'm not worried about it. It's not going to rain every time they play football, and I know him. He's going to get back in the lab. He's going to fix it. On the other hand, this defense, this is the second time now where they've had a decent enough statistical showing, right? They allowed 25 points to the Bears, and nobody's given out trophies for allowing 25 points in an NFL football game, but for these guys to do that, that's probably a good number for them. If you ask me right now, sign on the line, this defense will allow 25 points every single week the rest of the year in every other game they play, I'm going to sign it. I think that's a reasonable number and expectation for this crew. I think the offense should be able to win if 25 is the number. Not every team in football can say that, but this team can with this offense, and they should have three turnovers, that speaks for itself. They should have had more than 25 points. This defense, though, 25 wasn't the true number. The penalties, Caleb Messiah. We'll talk about Caleb Williams, maybe. I know some of y'all are fascinated by him, obviously, because he was the number one pick, and there was the talk him and Jaden. I'm just going to say it. This isn't Rewind, and I'm not basing this on deep film study. This is my hunch after watching the game. I don't think he's making reads out there. I don't think he's reading receivers and reacting post-snap. I think Ben Johnson is in his ear before the snap, telling him where he's going. And that, my friends, is a dangerous game to play as an NFL quarterback. There were just so many times where it was a timing route. It got jammed at the line. It got disrupted at the line. You know, the guy sits down in the zone instead of running forward in zone, which receivers are taught to do. It's a correct move. But Caleb, it felt like, was not throwing it to the receiver, but was throwing it to a point he was told to throw it to. Like, in the earpiece, Ben Johnson's like, hey, you're going to snap it, three-step drop, end of the three-step drop, you throw it at this point, to this spot. Hopefully a receiver's there. If not, it'll fall incomplete. That's a dangerous game to play. I actually left last night really, really affirmed that Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Caleb Williams. I did not like what I saw from the Bears. I think Ben Johnson's a good coach. I thought he had some great plays, some great schemes. I'm nervous about the kid, though. It did not look like he was playing quarterback. It looked like he was a puppet that Ben Johnson was puppeteering out there. That was my read. We'll see how it plays out over the rest of the year, because I know this. There are defenses that will take advantage of that if that is true. This defense not being one of them, of course. Turnover margin was 3-0. I am counting the blocked field goal as a turnover. That is, in the NFL official stats, that is actually not a turnover because it was fourth down, so the ball would have gone to the Commanders anyway after the play. You took 3 points off the board, and it was a momentum-changing play. To me, that's the same. That's still -2 in the turnover margin. It's still not good enough. That's still a trend we've seen throughout the year. DeAndre Swift running all over these guys. Where was the run defense? Man, I was dogging on the pass defense all week. It didn't get better. It wasn't good. But the run defense got bad, too. And we got big-time questions about this defense. Going to Dallas on a short week for a big divisional game. All their goals still in front of them, but next two, Cowboys and Chiefs, back-to-back. Two tough football games for these guys. It does not get easier from here. And then after that, Seahawks and the Lions, both of whom very much appear to be playoff teams right now. So we'll dive into all that. Both signature segments in one show today. We'll go inside the locker room on the other side. Won't take long, as a locker room that cleared out pretty quickly last night. You'll hear from the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. We'll do Rewind at 11 o'clock. Also today, some VCU basketball interviews will change a pace for you. Every Commander's loss brings us that much closer to us being the home of the black and gold and basketball season started. We could do two things at the same time. We could chew the gum and walk and do a radio show, and we will. Taking your calls all morning. Giddy up. It's Tuesday morning on The Fan. Not Misery Tuesday. What do we call it? Terrible Tuesday. Terrible Tuesday on The Fan after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You're listening tonight to The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Terrible Tuesday on The Fan. Welcome aboard. MP on the mic here. You're listening to the home of the Commanders. You heard them last night. You heard the nitty-gritty, the ugly, the good. There was some good. We'll pull out the good as well in this game. And Bill was good. Don't let the fumble early confuse you. Bill was good after that. I predicted a breakout game for our guy Bill. It wasn't that because of the fumble, and it wasn't that because they lost, but he had a solid game. He did nothing to lose the starting job last night, and the last fumble was on Jaden, not on him. We'll get into all that. We'll dive into the decision. So here's our decision. Normally, we do Commanders Rewind 2 days after the game. Watch y'all 22. We break it down. Look, here's the deal. Tomorrow, we're on to Dallas, Bill Belichick style. Not like new Bill Belichick style, but old Bill Belichick style, the OG Bill Belichick, the one who is good at coaching football. That's what we're going to do here. So we're going to run through this today. Thank you to Zach McHugh stepping in and getting the highlights for us on short notice, which normally we don't do. Pulled some strings, called some people, made some things happen. The Commanders lost. Now you'll listen to it again.
Time for the Commanders Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. The Commanders lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
Teams largely stopped blitzing Jaden Daniels last year late in the season after they realized that was a pretty stupid idea and he could shred the blitz. I think without having as many wide receiver options, that's back on the table. The Bears brought a lot of pressure last night. Also had a motivated dude in Montez Sweat, who, of course, was here for a while. Why is every week a revenge game for somebody? The answer is because these guys did not manage their talent well for a long time. Tez, with the Bears, had the penalty early, bounced back, had some very nice plays, including forcing one of the game's three turnovers by the Washington Commanders. But what surprised me, we talked about how I thought Washington was going to establish a run and be good at it. They weren't good. They weren't great at establishing the run. I thought Jaden was going to be Jaden when he needed to, and he was. On the other side of the ball, I did not expect the Bears to run it as effectively as they did. You know I've got concerns about the secondary. I've still got concerns about the secondary. I did not expect the Bears to establish DeAndre Swift and the run game as efficiently and effectively as they did. And third and four on that first drive coming in to score, I would have been awfully tempted to keep giving it to him. I know you want to build momentum, get your young quarterback going in a big spot, but man, Swift was running the ball strong. He was averaging more than 4 yards per carry. I think that would have been an opportunity to keep that going. Sometimes you just got to go with what works. Interception by the Commanders on their first drive, and that's, Debo made the really nice play on third down to extend the drive. The blitz was coming basically all game at Jaden. He was still running with tempo. He was still making great decisions. Zach Ertz establishes himself early. That was something Awad called all week long. This would be a Zach Ertz game. It ends with the interception. Terrible pass. Jaden owned it right away. He owned it after the game as well. But the Bears get the ball back, and Ben Johnson's in his bag a little bit. He's calling some nice plays. They're moving the ball efficiently. They have the offensive pass interference on their second tight end, Loveland. That pushes it back. They settle for another field goal. So the door's propped wide open. If you're wondering why I'm talking instead of playing highlights, they didn't send us any of the highlights except the Commanders' touchdowns. That's not on Zach. Zach did his part. Whatever happened over at corporate HQ with the smokestacks in D.C., they didn't send us any of these plays. So you get to listen to plays eventually, but you get to listen to me right now. The Bears come back, and this is the fumble. The Bill fumble early. Montez Sweat forces it, and this is where the game is. Uh-oh. This is not a fast start. This is the opposite of a fast start, because you give up the two field goals. You bend, but don't break. You give up those two field goals. But on the other hand, it's still 6-0. You've still got a great opportunity here, and you fumble the ball, and you give them great field position, and that's the tricky part. And then they let Swift take over. He was really, the run game was really very good. Get the touchdown in. Now it's 13-0. Uh-oh. Now we've got issues, and this is everything Dan Quinn was yelling about and has been yelling about, and why he went to Los Angeles early and why they had these issues, why they had all these ways they changed up what they did to start fast. And they didn't start fast. Now, some of that is, of course, because the Bears had 15 days. They had a lot of time to scheme. They had a lot of time to plan. They had a lot of time to prepare those blitzes, to prepare what they were going to do. And I do think Ben Johnson's a really good coach. And also, it's football. You play when they tell you to play, and they weren't quite ready for it. Jeremy McNichols comes in, makes an appearance. That's not a Bill thing. Bill got carries, Bill got yards, he got time. Jeremy McNichols got a lot of time. That's not because they don't trust Bill. That's because they needed the extra protection. You saw a lot of Trent Scott, too. You saw a lot of John Bates, a lot of guys who are primarily blockers. They needed to give Jaden the time that he needed, and that was a big part of this second half and a big part of that the comeback taking the lead was making sure Jaden could get the time he needed to make the plays. And I think they did enough to scare future teams off the blitz. I think we'll find out against Dallas on Sunday. A team that can and does blitz, I think if they do it, they will pay for it. But the Bears used it to effect early before Washington was able to turn things around. This was the Chris Moore high point here. Chris Moore had a bad miss in the second half. I'm not sold on Chris Moore long-term, but certainly a very nice touchdown catch. That atones for some misses there, and that validates the faith that this coaching staff has in him. No question about it, though. This is a team that misses Terry. This is a team that misses Noah Brown. This is a team that misses having weapons, as anybody would. And so it's now 13-7. The ship is stabilized. The Bears have the ball. 4th-and-1. Coming in on the 31. That's a 49-yard field goal. I love the call to go for it here. I will always back up a team going for it 4th-and-1 because you should always be able to get that yard. This is what I said earlier about Ben Johnson. Maybe outsmarting himself. DeAndre Swift is running the ball really well. If you run DeAndre Swift, off tackle and it doesn't work, I think you can live with that. What's tough to live with is putting the ball in Caleb Williams' hands to throw on a 4th-and-1. That's dicey to start with, and it didn't go well.
The back is Johnson. Now motion Zacchaeus. They're going to throw for it. Caleb dropping back. Throws underneath. That's nearly picked up by Frankie Louvo, but he knocked it down, and it's a turnover on down!
Is this even... I don't know. I'm stumbling through this. I can't justify this call. Why are you not going to DeAndre Swift in this big moment after he's had a great first half? I don't know. Caleb Williams doesn't get the job done. I don't think he's making reads. We talked about that earlier in the show. I don't think Caleb Williams is making reads. I think he's throwing the ball where they tell him to throw the ball. That works in college. You can make that work a little bit in the pros. I came away from this game rock solid, feeling great about which quarterback the Commanders have relative to the quarterback the Bears got in that draft. And we'll take Drake May out of it for a second. He seems to be playing well, too. We can have those debates as the year goes on. But I feel really good. Jaden Daniels is and will be a better pro quarterback than Caleb Williams. Not that Caleb is unsalvageable, but there's a little bit. It reminds me of Jay Gruden comes in with the explicit tasking, fix RG3. He is our future. Has the training camp. Coming out of the training camp, just starts to communicate in the inner circles. I can't do it. I like this Kirk guy better. Can I play him instead? And the answer, of course, was no, you idiot. We hired you to fix Robert, and you're telling me you want to throw this scrub out there instead. I am catching those vibes in Chicago. Ben Johnson, great coach, great schemer, or the Sean McVay vibes, right? Like you're Sean McVay. You're in LA. We have this very nice quarterback, Jared Goff, and after a couple of years, just. I can't work with that anymore. I need better. Feels like we're headed down that road with Ben Johnson. There's lots of time left, but the way he was being micromanaged out there is not a good sign long-term. Let's zoom ahead. Matt Gay misses a field goal. Here's the thing. 50-plus yards. His last 15 field goals of 50-plus yards. He's made 6 of them. That's not a small sample size. You are who you are. He's good inside of 50. He's automatic. In a league where we almost saw a 67-yard field goal last week, in a league where you're routinely being asked to make it from 50-plus, I just don't think that's good enough. I think you stick with it for the rest of this year, but I think you're back to the kicker carousel at the end of this season. And credit to the Bears, they disrupted that possession as well. So the Bears get the ball back, a chance to put some points on the board before the end of the half, and the Commanders respond with pressure. This is what they did so well defensively the last couple weeks, and they did it again here to Caleb Williams.
Great heat coming. Free rusher. He gets away from one. He's rolling to his left. Dorrance Armstrong is buried down on it. Being popped out of bounds at the 38-yard line with 24 seconds to go in the half. What a big hit by the Commanders' defense.
We call that hammer time. Oh, my goodness. Caleb Williams, I don't know why he decided not to throw this football. Joe Witt Jr. dials up the blitz. Brings Quan Martin. No, that's a...
That was Savage.
But Frankie Louvu just delivered a blow to Caleb Williams.
Boom! That's John Madden glory days right there. Boom! Tough acting to act. And all right, thanks, London. London Fletcher, Bram Weinstein on the call, which we are 11 minutes into Commander's Rewind and did not mention. I mentioned the kicker situation. All right, first possession of the second half. It's a six-point game. You are lucky to be in this spot. The Commanders have not had their luck run out. They were luckier than the Bears last night on some, okay? Their luck didn't run out. Their skill ran out, and their turnovers were a big deal, and they couldn't create takeaways on the other side. Here's the issue with a kicker who can't convert from 50-plus yards. It's third and 16. It's going to be a 53-yard field goal. Now, if you have a kicker who you trust to make a 53-yard field goal, what you do is... you go for the first down. You throw a long pass. If you get a first down, great. If you don't, you kick the field goal. The lack of faith shows itself here because they take the five-yard check down to McNichols to say, let's make sure we get 3 points. And in the process, you're not attempting to get 7 points. Now, because football is a stupid sport, McNichols doesn't catch that pass, and Matt Gay makes the field goal anyway from 53. Nothing makes sense. That's part of it. When you go watch tape, part of it is you have to separate the process from the execution because the process there cost you the chance at 7 points. McNichols drops it. You feel like you've blown your chance at 3 points. Then you get the 3 points. Football doesn't make sense fundamentally. It is why it is the beautiful game. Forget soccer. Football is the true beautiful game because it never makes sense at any point. Bears come back 13-10. This is the illegal formation flag, which... the TV guys all agree is a bad call. We're getting to the McNichols fourth down conversion. We have a lot of gaps here, and we'll get to that after the break. The bad call on the Bears, the illegal formation, brings back the touchdown, forces them into a field goal. Commanders have the ball at 16-10, midway through the third. They're lucky as all get out right now. Their luck has not run out, and they're going to capitalize on it, too, when we get back and finish Commander's Rewind. Yeah, we've played two highlights. We're at the third quarter. There's 8 minutes left. It's not Hazel's fault. It's not Zach's fault. I know whose fault it is. We're not throwing people under the bus on this terrible Tuesday. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic.
Go and scream and be scared of the holiday season.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Oh, we're keeping it fresh in this Halloween season. Yeah, terrible Tuesday, and that fits the bill. I like that. Keeping things rolling here. On the Fantasy Commanders Rewind, they lost. You'll listen to it. Another thing you'll listen to is probably NFL football this Sunday, if you're like me. Love checking in with the NFL. Sports Talk on 910 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, Commanders in the game of the week slot this week against the Dallas Cowboys. Rivalry game, chance to get right after last night's debacle in Landover. And when we pick back up the Commanders Rewind here, it's It's fourth down because Chris Moore drops it on third down. That's the Chris Moore we know. We also have Bill's back. Bill runs for 7. Bill runs for 4. Jaden Daniels takes off. He's a human cheat code. It's 16-10. They've weathered the storm. Things are looking really good right now for the Commanders. It's 4th and 2 at about midfield. I love pressing your luck here. You got so many options, and it pays off.
Bears break 4. Jaden throws one to Jeremy McNichols. He's up and on the near sideline. Spins back to the middle of the field. It gets down to the 34. A gain of 13 and a conversion on 4th down.
I love this play call. That's how you get Jeremy McNichols coming out of the backfield right away. And you get him matched up against a defensive end, Dominic Rogers. And that's a matchup you're going to take 10 times out of 10.
They take it. They get it. Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey. Good at football these days. Just no denying it. 3 games in a row, we're past building blocks. We're past consistency. You're good 3 games in a row. You're good. He's earning his snaps. He's been phenomenal as a kick returner, so it's great to see him reward. Now, this is a Cliff Kingsbury touchdown. He could not have been more open if the Bears had taken the play off, but he still catches it. He still runs it in.
Snap to Daniels, pumps left, looks right, throws open to Luke McCaffrey behind the defense. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Luke McCaffrey was sprung free.
This is a great play call, and this is the Deebo Samuel effect. You throw a bunch of bubble screens to it, and then you fake the bubble, and Luke McCaffrey fakes like he's going to block, and he is literally wide open for the touchdown. What a play call.
Kudos to Luke McCaffrey playing some really good football right now, and that's what you need with Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown on the shelf, and obviously helped out by his offensive coordinator, helped out by his quarterback, but he's putting in the work in a way we did not see him succeeding last year. Kudos to Luke McCaffrey. I got nothing but good things to say about his performance. He's been a phenomenal kick returner as well. He's really developed in that area too. Bears get the ball back. Everybody, it was wet. Everybody struggled, right? We saw Jaden struggle with the snap later. It's Caleb Williams' opportunity right now to struggle with the bobble snap.
3rd and 1. Let's see if they actually snap it here. 2 on the game clock. They do. That one is nearly fumbled by Williams. He's in trouble in the backfield, and he's going to be thrown down at the 32-yard line. The Bears tried to steal a play. Williams fumbled the snap, and he gets dropped back at the 25.
And I don't know if this might have been a designed quarterback run again, and just a bad snap by the Chicago Bears center.
As the last play of the third quarter, before that, Caleb Williams, they're in scoring range. He scrambles. I think he's got 7 or 8 yards, and you watch him kind of like weirdly pull back and throw the ball. That's why it's really tough for me to weigh in on Jaden Daniels running. I was on with Grant and Danny yesterday. Danny is asking me, you know, what do you want to see long-term out of Jaden? And the answer is, I want him to run the ball less. That's what I want, because I want him to play more and be available more. And also, it is really, really hard to tell somebody to go against their instinct. And you saw that out of Caleb Williams. He pulls back. He doesn't get the 7. He doesn't get the yardage. And he makes a bad throw. And he misses incomplete and high. It's tough. He heard the voice in his head. He heard his coach, stop running. Look downfield. And he did it, but it wasn't natural. And sometimes you got to just let these guys play their instincts. And that's the tricky part with Jaden. You know, that you can only... And I think Dan Quinn has had a smart coaching point for him. I'm just like, I know you're going to do this. Slide at the end. Please slide at the end. I think that's the best you can hope for. Because these guys who run, it's really hard to bottle up that instinct. That leads to a field goal to start the fourth quarter. That leads into Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne making a highlight.
Here's the snap. Holds down. Yep. It's blocked! Yep. It got blocked! Washington special teams blocked the kick to maintain the lead!
Logan, you talked about you think we were going to block a kick because Moody had been kicking them pretty low.
I mean, look at that, though, Fletch. Look at us. Almost like knowing what we're talking about.
That's Logan Paulson joining the crew in there on that. He was kicking it low. He really was all night long. They make him pay for that. I'm not even sure they needed to jump to block that one. It's tough to find a kicker in the NFL. All right, Zach Ertz scores the touchdown, points off a turnover that's not a turnover, whatever. Kick By the way, on that kickoff, an illegal formation after that. I don't know what happened. I don't know how you end up in an illegal formation on a kickoff. Seems like you should be in the same formation every time. I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's the problem when you do Commanders Rewind right after the game. We don't have time to do the All-22 to dig into that. Whatever it is. Commanders up 8. Life is good. Bears score a touchdown. It's all right. You got the ball back. 10 minutes left. We saw this in L.A. We saw this everywhere. We saw this so often last year. Winning time moment is what Dan Quinn calls it. You're going to win in the winning time moment. These guys have that faith. And then the fumble, out of nowhere, man. I did not see that coming. And the Bears gave him another chance, too. Olamide Zaccheaus with the drop, kind of a reminder of ghosts of receivers past there, like, hey, maybe life wouldn't be better if he was on the team. I don't know. I still like my guy. He's UVA. Still like my guy. The fumble is brutal. It's wet. It's hard to corral the ball. But at that point, you've run 3 minutes off the clock. You can get another 3 minutes. Bill's running it well. McNichols is running it well. This game's over. He insulted away with a field goal. I mean, that's a gut punch of a finish. The opposite of the Hail Mary, as everybody kept noting throughout the evening. A gut punch of a finish. Bears get the ball. And look, here's the thing. At the end of the day, three turnovers wasn't good. Fumble in the key moment wasn't good. They couldn't stop DeAndre Swift. Quan Martin misses a tackle. Everybody misses him. He runs down the field. They set up the field goal. Let's walk it off, put this game to bed, and move on to Dallas.
So Washington got the Bears at the buzzer a year ago. The Bears have a shot at redemption here. Let's see if the football gods smile down on Washington again. 3 seconds on the clock. Ball game. It will be marked in the center of the field at the 28-yard line. It's a 38-yard attempt. Snap, high, down, hold good, kick is on its way, and the Bears win 25-24.
Man, mistake. If you look at this ball game, it came down to turnovers. Bears are +3 in the takeaways. That's how they won this football game.
That's got all the makings of a football game that we're going to be talking about in January, where it's like, man, would have been the sixth seed if they'd had that one. Would have been in the playoffs if they'd had that one. Sometimes you know in the moment a thing happened here that will have long-term ramifications. It feels like that's what they... That wasn't the Packers game. That wasn't even the Falcons game. Marcus Mariota was your quarterback. You didn't have that last night. Jaden was your quarterback. You had everybody there. You had the full complement of guys. It just felt like this one stings in a way the other two didn't. Where when you get to the end of the season, if you finish 9-8 and you're one game out of the playoffs, it just sure feels like this is the one. Nobody's got, oh, what if they'd beaten the Packers on that Thursday? And the Packers were great on that Thursday night. Phenomenal game plan. LaFleur's own Dan Quinn. What if they'd beaten the Falcons? Marcus Mariota was the quarterback against the Falcons. Of course they didn't beat the Falcons. You know, could have. There were opportunities, but they didn't. This one right here, though, at home, so many chances, so much went your way. A gut punch of a loss that sure feels like it's going to sting both now and when we do the adding up in January. And I think it leads me to say you're going to have to put more eggs into the division basket. You're going to keep chasing Philly, one back of Philly right now, divisional game Sunday against the Cowboys, monster opportunity to bounce back against the Dallas Cowboys. The schedule does not get easier yet. It will lighten up. This feels like a team that's going to be two or three back of Philly going into that final stretch and is maybe going to need to handle its business against the Eagles to make the playoffs. I don't love that because I think the Eagles are very good. However, not impossible. You've seen it. You've seen Jaden beat these guys. Needs some serious work on the defensive side of the ball, though. That much was evident last night. That's Commander's Rewind. We got two segments with you. We'll bring on Awad. He's a Capital Ale House today. Home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. We'll check in with him. We'll send you off to 3 hours of AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny will do their terrible Tuesday bit. Everybody gets a turn. That's how we play here. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Terrible Tuesday on The Fan. Commanders lose 25-24 to the Bears in a game I think they will regret for a while. And I'll say this, a lot of the pregame keys, right, like be better than Caleb Williams. Jaden was better than Caleb Williams and also turned the ball over. Bad interception, bad fumble that was on him at the end of the game. Start fast. They didn't start fast. Defend against the explosive plays. Weirdly, they did defend against the explosive plays because the Bears got what they wanted 10 yards at a time. So it kind of became a moot point in the end. We'll just take that one off the keys to victory board. There was, there's that heel turn that the Bears did where, like, you know, Ben Johnson, oh, you blew off the Commanders, and Caleb Williams, DC kid, coming back in. It was a charge game. Montez Sweat was chirping the whole game. You could see Jaden laughing at him. It was a charged game, but it never got to the point where, like, I never felt like it was, like, an ugly game by any stretch. No cheap shots. No Brian Branches out there. Well-fought football game between two teams that are going to be scrapping for wild card spots. Adjust your expectations. That's what this team is. They're a potential wild card team in the playoffs. And by the way, that's what they were last year, too. They just got two great wins at exactly the right time to put them on the verge of the Super Bowl. They're not good enough defensively, not when you're giving up plays like that. And there are big questions. I'm not going to ask big questions after a loss because I think it's counterproductive to do so. The big question is, if Cliff Kingsbury is the star here and Jaden Daniels is a star here, why is Dan Quinn the head coach here? And we're not asking that today because DQ keeps things level, keeps things 100, keep things motivated, was the right guy for the job at the right time. But if you're talking about losing Cliff Kingsbury after this season, what are we gaining by keeping Quinn and Witt around, and why am I not seeing it on the field? It's an old defense, and they've shown their age at times this year. We are, of course, your home of the Commanders. Maybe you stayed up late. Maybe, like me, you did not stay up late for the Jaden Daniels locker room interview. It didn't last long. I would imagine everybody wanted to get out of that locker room pretty quickly. Here is what that conversation sounded like.
With quarterback Jaden Daniels, I think turnovers were probably the story tonight. Tough way to lose, obviously, but got to protect the ball, right?
100%. That falls on me, so at the end of the day, I got to do a better job. Protecting the ball. I had a pick and a fumble, so it starts with me.
On that, the final fumble by you, was it more just
looked like you never really gained control of the football. Was it because of the weather, slick ball? What was the issue?
Just focus. I mean, I'm not going to be the type to blame the elements. I mean, it's football at the end of the day, so I'll just say it's just focus.
What did you make of the team being able to come back again? You guys were down double digits early, built a lead. What have you seen from this team as you guys have continued to pull off these comebacks?
Yeah, I think the main thing, I mean, we're never out to fight. DQ preaches that, but it's the little things that we got to harp on to help us win those type of games. And being in negatives in the turnover margin, it's not going to be football giving us lead.
The Bears' defense seemed like they were a little bit more aggressive and dialing up a lot more blitzes than they had shown in the past, and also not really allowing you guys to consistently get the run game established. Was it something that you guys did you feel like they were doing some things differently to keep you guys from really getting the run game going?
I think they were trying to junk up the front, but, I mean, kudos to them. At the end of the day, they won the game. And they got the ball. We turned the ball over, and they got the ball back for their offense.
Where do you think this offense can improve from here, from 3-3 moving forward?
I mean, ball security is one. You know, we're not going to win any football games if we lose a turnover margin, we turn over the ball. So that starts with that, and then we'll go from there.
That's a sad locker room, man. I've been in those. That's rough. Everybody wants to go home. There's not much more to say. You saw it out there on the field. You saw it in the fumbles. You saw it in the missed opportunities. It was a game they should have won, and there's just no accounting for it other than that. You want to hold serve at home? Could have been 4-2, a chance to protect a winning record here by splitting the next two against the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Instead, short week, going to Dallas, a team that very much is motivated after losing at Carolina, a team that has talent, a team that has beaten these guys at times even when they do not have the stronger roster. And we'll see. I don't think there's a lot the Cowboys will be able to steal defensively other than maybe making it rain inside AT&T Stadium. It sure felt like the weather was a big part of the bad night for Jaden Daniels. And I just don't know that there's anything you take away from that. There are ways to practice it, and you know, certainly there are ways to prepare for it. But, like, some guys are bad in cold weather, right? Josh Allen, that's always been the thing. You know, he shouldn't play in Buffalo because they don't have a dome. That's not Jaden. His numbers are fine in cold weather. His numbers have been fine against other cold weather teams. Rain's a weird, freakish thing, and it was a weird, blustery night last night, and it leads to a couple fumbles, and turnovers are very much the story of the game, and turnovers are very much what decided this game. I keep coming back to, you know, the Bears blitzed. Jaden makes the right call against the blitz, you know, 9 out of 10 times, and that's enough. He got brought down a couple times, but he sneaks out. He runs fine. He got the one weird tackle where they bent his ankle. Didn't look like there was any major damage there. Obviously, any Jaden hit, we're all going to hold our breath for a minute. It looked like he escaped the game fine. I don't have any long-term concerns on the offense. You know I have no long-term concerns on Bill. Yeah, he fumbled early. Yeah, he came back, and he played a really good game off of that. Defensively, very problematic. To be as bad against the run as they were against DeAndre Swift, who is not known, it's not Saquon. You give up 100 yards to Saquon, and you say, hey, that's Saquon Barkley over there. DeAndre Swift, good player, not a great player. I'd be surprised if it's been, I don't think he's had 100 yards this year for sure. I'd have to look back to last year's. Hasn't been a productive NFL running back at that level that he was last night. That was part of the confusion there. And got good pressure on Caleb Williams, but when they missed, he found Adunze. He found his guys. He was able to make the plays when he needed to make the plays. Got the touchdown run. Didn't even get blocking on his touchdown run. Really found a way to get the ball in. Commanders 3-3. Packers 3-1-1. Commanders and the Packers are even right now. Look at it that way. Commanders are one game back of Philly. Look at it that way. But also look at it this way. Four teams in the NFC East, and I truly believe all four could win this division. Giants 2-4, but with a lot of momentum. Cowboys 2-3-1. They're just a half game back. Cowboys will vault over the Commanders if they win on Sunday. A lot to keep track of. A lot we're watching going into a critical stretch of games. You know where you'll hear them. We'll crosstalk with AWOD right after this on your home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Terrible Tuesday on The Fan. Commanders 3-3, everything they want still very much in front of them. And those are the games the playoff teams win. You hold serve at home when the other team continues to crack open the door. Opportunity to do so. Some glaring issues at the moment. Foremost among them, the defense, which didn't do a ton to improve their personnel last year, but what they did hadn't produced a lot of results so far this year, notwithstanding the last two games where they've held them to low scores. I've not been overall impressed. Neither has one Troy Aikman. He is a better football analyst than me. I referenced this quote in the first segment. Here it is. Here's the one I'm talking about.
First of all, they're going to have two downs here, but if you're anticipating man coverage, Joe, I just really think that I like their receivers. You go with whoever is covering or whoever's lined up opposite Marshon Lattimore. That's the matchup that I'd be looking for if you're getting a man look in one-on-one.
That's not great. He's the number one corner around here. Sanders still got some interceptions. Amos coming into his own. You got to do something about that if the announcer is publicly calling out the number one going into a big gotta have it sequence there. Troy Aikman appreciation briefly. He's come into his own as an announcer since he left Fox, went to ESPN. They've done a really nice job over there. He would never top three for me. I think he might be now in my top three. Him and Joe Buck call a very nice game over there, and they hit the right notes last night. They were the fumble where the snap got bobbled and Jaden failed to hand it off to Bill properly. They were right on top of that. That is not an easy play to call, and certainly in the rain, really not an easy play to call. They didn't miss it. They were right on top of that play. After the game, Jaden Daniels sat down with the radio crew. You heard it right here on 910 The Fan, or maybe you went to bed like the same person you are, and you'll be hearing it right now.
I just lost the ball. Completely my fault. Didn't give Bill a chance, so it was my fault.
That's Jaden Daniels. Says it's on him. Losing the ball, losing the fumble, and it was. It wasn't on Bill at all. He said Issei did not play to his standard, and Jaden Daniels, his standards are high. He made some great plays. Here's Jaden Daniels after the game.
Being aggressive, just go through my keys, but like I said, I didn't play how I hold myself to and how I should play, so I'll be better.
That's about all there is to say after the game. He will be better. He is better. He knows he's better. And I don't worry about him long term. But the interception was bad. The fumble was bad. Those were the moments. Winning time is what Dan Quinn says. Here's the coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn.
I was surprised. It's an area that we obviously spend a lot of time on, a lot of space, and we'll continue to do that. But for us to come out the other end of it, it just not getting and creating takeaways, I think, honestly, that's a big part of it too, man. Like, the end, we don't like it, but we've got to go get the stops to go make that happen. We didn't. But I'll give credit to Chicago. They outperformed us tonight, and that stings. But that's the facts.
The stats are clear. If you lose the turnover margin by three, you're not going to win the football game. Now, I dispute that because the blocked field goal doesn't count. I think they lost the turnover game by two. But if we're on the radio the morning after a football game debating whether they lost the turnover margin by three or by two, we're not exactly on the winning time side of winning here. That's not good either way you slice it. And there's two things you control. You control getting the takeaways, and you control not turning the ball over. And they struggled at both. Sanders still had one in his hands. He could have intercepted. They did not make the plays when they need to make the play. Now, fourth down stop, big. That was a near interception as well. Does that change the stats? Yeah. Does that change the game? No. If anything, it's better to not intercept that, so you move the ball back a little ways. There's so many ways to slice this, right? You can say that had the impact of a takeaway, and it did. You're still minus one. You still gave it away one too many times, or just a little careless. This team won so many games by blowout last year. They really weren't tested in this way until late in the season when they had that confidence, had that swagger. They're getting tested that way right now. And Dan Quinn, I don't think he's ever been as deflated post game as we saw him after the Atlanta game. That was a deflated Dan Quinn. This isn't that level of deflation, but this is a guy who knows you get 17 of these in a given year, and they all count a lot.
First thing I thought, don't like it as the start. You know, we've continued that slow start, and we've become way too accustomed of digging ourselves out of holes. Two early turnovers, one late. All three phases dug the hole, and all three phases helped get out. But we didn't create enough takeaways to finish minus three. You really don't deserve to win many games when you're, in that space. So had chances for interceptions, had chances to get some, did not create any. Honestly, just didn't perform well enough. Run game both sides. So a lot that needs our attention, and get right back to it as we, get going right against the division opponent next week. But this one stings. You have a chance even to dig yourself out and go battle for it and not get that job done. But like I said, you got to create them also to finish in the plus. So,
I mean, I think that's the tough thing is when you fixate on something in football, very rarely does that result in it getting fixed. It often just results in that being like this thing that you just can't quite get right. And they flew out to Los Angeles 3 days early. We're going to have fast starts. They had a Monday night game. They had all week to prepare for this. We're going to have a fast start. They didn't have fast starts. And look, how do you avoid a fast start on offense? How do you get a fast start on offense? I would have told you, put the ball in Jaden Daniels' hands. They did put the ball in Jaden Daniels' hands. He threw an interception. What are you going to do about that? On defense, what are you going to do? You're going to get after the quarterback. And they got after the quarterback, and they got beat by the running game. And what are you going to do? Limit your explosives. Quan Martin broke up that pass on the second Bears drive, right? There's the interception. They do. I mean, Ben Johnson, man, he's sharp. He knows what to do. Go for the jugular right there. They throw it long to Roma Dunze. Quan Martin's on it. He breaks it up. And yet, that drive ends in a field goal. They still get points out of it. They still create that forward momentum. They didn't start fast on a day where they said, this is now week three of we're really making a point of starting fast, in week three where they didn't start fast. And the aggravating part of it is I don't think there's a definitive spot to point the finger here other than just this is going to be really important in Dallas on Sunday as well, and we're going to yap about it all week. We're going to yap about it for another hour and a half. We're going to yap about it during Crosstalk with AWOD. AWOD's going to yap about it. It's a terrible Tuesday. We're going to jam it down your throats. Commanders Rewind in half an hour when we come back. Let's pivot for a second. We'll go into the world of everything else going on in the world. We'll get back to the Commanders on this terrible Tuesday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.